It's time for Friday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Richland Hospital, keeping you in one piece for the weekend. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so nice, even your dog will approve. Cardinal Glass CG, turning broken windows into surprise wind tunnels. Crystal Clean Storage, hiding your junk better than your teenager hides snacks. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's unexpected oopsies. And Syme Funeral Home, making sure goodbyes are graceful while your weird family stories live on. Tune in with Hank and Phil for Friday Laughs Bigger Than a Raccoon in a Dumpster. We've got Cooking with Hank, where flames may appear, but so does dinner. And the Word of the Day, made up live by Hank, guaranteed to make you question everything. So wrap up your week with a little chaos, plenty of chuckles, and all the nonsense you need to slide into the weekend with a smile. That's Friday's Roundup.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
There he is. Oh, I'll be quiet. Anyway, there he is.
Hank Bray.
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Hey, we have a new sponsor for Friday. Reedsburg Cooperative Co-op.
Oh,
the guys over there. They're growing. They've been standing in fertilizer all winter,
really?
So they're ready to go. Yep.
Composting.
Yep,
they're ready to roll.
Yep, good guys over there. So welcome them to the Roundup.
Yes.
Anyway, how was your day?
It was good.
Was it?
Yeah, very good. Other than the, you know, kind of a kick in the teeth watching the Badgers.
Did you get a report that I was running around here cheering?
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Because you know I'm an anti-Badger guy. My two favorite teams are Arkansas and whoever plays Wisconsin.
I don't get that. You lived in the state a long time. You need to...
I understand that. I just, you know, I respect how Wisconsin recruits, okay? I respect what they do as a school. And that's the truth, okay? They don't take a kid or people that's going to hurt their reputation.
Right.
Unlike Arkansas.
Yeah.
Do you understand where I'm coming
absolutely.
From?
Absolutely.
I respect Wisconsin for that.
Yep.
I do. I respect them and Northwestern. And even Iowa. But you know what? My heart runs deep for Arkansas Red.
No, I get that. I get that.
So my question to you, are you going to wear Arkansas stuff now on Monday?
No.
Why? I mean, because
I doubt it. That wasn't part of the deal.
But you failed.
Well, I don't know. Like I said yesterday, I knew it was going to be a dogfight.
5-12.
30-win team at 5-12. And... But I was disappointed with some of the things the Badgers did. You know,
yes.
High Point had nothing to lose, and they're chucking up threes, and they're making them. It's hard to beat a hot team, but there were some instances, turnovers, and how do you give up a wide-open layup in that situation for a kid that hasn't scored all year?
Let's go back.
I was listening. Yeah. I wasn't watching. Yeah. I was listening to the game, and they sagged in, when he forced a shot, in the lane, and... Whatever.
But you got to look at the turnovers.
Yeah, okay? Turnovers are big.
And
free throws.
The free throws were huge. But a lot of people are missing this point where Wisconsin went almost 7 minutes of a 40-minute game without scoring.
And they still had 82 points.
82 points, yeah. They played well, but just – and they had times to put them away, and they didn't.
Yep, exactly. And then this is a wing and a prayer, but if you – 2 seconds left – I don't care if it's a three-quarter court, one-arm sling. You got to get a shot off.
Right.
You got to get a shot off. And he only needed 2-pointers.
Do you remember the Duke kid? Is it Christian?
Yeah. Leitner?
Leitner. That's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I know. So. But, a half-court shot would have been
done better than anything.
And at least you got a shot up.
Yeah,
you got
maybe a foul.
Yeah, so. But it is what it is.
It is what it is. Arkansas won, so.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, you kind of knew that, so.
Yeah, and they're going to win again. Cinderella goes home early. My prediction is High Point, they'll miss most of their threes tomorrow, and Arkansas will get them by 30 points.
Well, here's the thing, buddy.
It'll happen. Just trust me.
Phil's day one results.
Poor.
Your lock, Wisconsin, was beat.
I know.
You're upset.
Yeah, I got that.
Was Texas, so you got a +3. That's a nice job.
Like Ella Langley says, I was choosing Texas.
Yeah, and... Right. Your regular pick of the day was Duke, which struggled with Siena.
They did struggle. I was a little worried about that one, too.
So your results are -4, +3, +2 gives you 1 point.
Oh, well, that's better than none.
Do you want to go for Hank now?
Yeah, I don't.
All right. My lock of the day was Arkansas, so that's +4. My other regular pick was Michigan, so that's +2. And my upset special won Texas A&M, and that's plus three. So it's 9-1, Phil.
Brag.
You've got work to do.
Brag.
All right, so what we're doing today, Phil, I gave you a bracket earlier to fill out. So we're picking three games today, okay? Mm-hmm. One upset, one regular pick, and one lock.
All right.
So if you want to go first, if you want to... Your regular pick.
Arizona is my lock. Okay. Oh, regular pick. Where am I here? Iowa State over Tennessee State. That's the regular pick, I guess.
Did you highlight that?
Yeah, right there.
Where?
Right here.
I didn't even see it on the bracket.
And then the upset is Iowa over Clemson.
That's a good pick.
And the lock is Arizona.
Yes. So today, my regular pick is St. John's over Northern Iowa.
Mm.
Northern Iowa shouldn't even have made it the tournament. They won their tournament to get in. So I don't mean that in a bad way, but at least they're here. And then my lock is Arizona.
Mm.
And then my upset special, now get this, Philip, Hofstra over Alabama.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, it is. So Alabama hasn't been playing really good basketball. They were number 2 seed in the SEC tournament, finished number 2 in the SEC, but... Hofstra's a very dangerous team.
Yep.
All right, what about your picks for tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, that's right, tomorrow.
My lock for tomorrow is Duke.
Duke?
Your lock for tomorrow is what?
My lock for tomorrow is Michigan over St. Louis.
Okay, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
All right, and my regular pick for tomorrow is Gonzaga over Texas.
My regular is Michigan State over Louisville.
Yes, good pick. Yep. And my upset special for Saturday, Philip, now get this, number 11 VCU over number 3 Illinois.
I have that one too.
That's all right.
Yep,
all right.
There you go.
So yeah, so we shall, I shall add up the numbers on Sunday.
See how we do.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
So, well, what's cooking today?
Well, what's cooking? Boy, I tell you what, we have... something good that's cooking.
We do.
It's Hank's Corn Pasta Skillet Surprise.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Are you ready? Yeah. Here's your ingredients. 3 pieces of ham, the Holy Trinity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cooked pasta, like leftover pasta. It could be spaghetti or whatever you have.
I don't like linguine.
Linguine.
Yeah, the little noodles.
That was a guy in Mario Brothers.
Oh, well, yeah, I think so, too. Anyway.
Corn. Colonel Corn reporting for duty, you know.
Colonel Corn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheese as much as your conscience allows.
Oh.
You know, it's a lot of cheese.
Well, we're in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Cover it up.
Here's your instructions. Late night with wisdom sprinkled in. Step 1, chop up the ham into bite-sized pieces. Or don't, Philip. You can actually just throw them right in the old skillet.
Nice.
Just rustic. Just throw them right in there. Number 2, throw the ham into a pan and heat it up. Listen for that sizzle. That's the sound of bad decisions turning good. All right. Number 3, add your cooked pasta and corn. Stir it all around. At this point, it'll look like a confused casserole that's lost its way home.
Mm.
Help it home. Number 4, dump in a generous handful of cheese. If you think that's enough, your 2:30 a.m. self disagrees. Put more in it.
Interesting.
From Wisconsin. Cheese.
Yeah.
All right. Keep stirring until everything is hot and the cheese melts into this glorious mess. If it sticks a little bit, that's called pan flavor, and we respect that.
Oh, I like pan flavor.
Yes, I do, too. Let it set for a minute so the bottom gets crispy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, you've accidentally invented texture, which you wanted this.
Okay.
And to make this even better, pour just a little bit of jalapeno juice. Jalapeno juice is not hot. But it gives it a little bit better flavor.
It's not hot.
No, jalapeno juice? No, the seeds are hot.
Oh, I stay away from it.
Here's your serving suggestion, Phil. It's a tough one, okay? Eat it straight from the pan like a night shift champion, okay? Or put it in a bowl and you're pretending to have your life together.
Oh.
You know?
Pretending.
Yeah, setting your underwear on your rocking chair and eat it away.
At 2:30 in the morning.
2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's quick. This one's a quick one.
That means that life's going well for you.
Yeah. So, as long as you don't have cheese balls.
Right.
Here's the final thoughts on it. If it's salty, cheesy, slightly sweet from the corn, and somehow feels like something a dinner would charge $12.99 for, they gave it a name like Midnight Harvest Skillets.
Lovely.
Yes. Yeah.
Midnight Harvest. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here's my word of the day.
Oh, yeah. So, what is that?
Euphrates.
Euphrates?
Euphrates. Yeah. Aren't you proud that I even said Euphrates?
I am.
I had to practice for like a day. Euphrates.
You looked up the pronunciation.
I did.
Didn't you?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure because I guarantee you would call me out on it, which is expected.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's your word. It's a noun and a vegetative. It's to be in fear of bodily harm from a male.
Oh.
That's what it thinks to me.
Really?
All right. What's the matter, Timmy? You afraid he's going to hit you?
Oh. Not good. What's the matter, Timmy? You afraid he's going to hit you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That wasn't good?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh. I forgot to ask you a question.
Never cease to surprise me.
Yeah. Right. All right, buddy. If we made a movie out of your relationship at home and here, what would the plot be?
The plot? Oh, boy, I don't know.
It'd probably be three.
Three plots?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one here at work, one at home with June.
Different, yes.
And then your out skirmishes during ball games.
Okay.
That would be a great movie.
It could be a trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or a squilogy.
Yeah. I don't know who would play me in the movies.
Larry, no one else but you.
Oh, I get to play myself?
Oh, gosh, yes.
I was thinking like Jack Black or something.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. If Chris Farley was still around.
Chris
that
Farley.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. Yes.
So you might be from Arkansas, Philip, if you have a prescription for deodorant.
Oh!
So.
Oh,
what
boy.
What good friends we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you need that in Arkansas, a prescription?
I'm just going to leave it
behind
at
the counter?
Sometimes people just need a bar of soap.
Oh, that's true, too.
You see what I'm saying? Before you have a prescription for deodorant. Philip, chewing gum can help improve one memory. Just to let you know before I go.
Chewing gum can help improve one's memory.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I don't chew gum much anymore.
I chew about 10 pieces at a time.
Do you really?
It hasn't improved me at all.
Bubblicious or whatever it is?
Whatever it's called.
Bubble yum?
Love grape.
Oh, grape.
Grape gum, yeah.
Grape bubblicious.
Yeah.
Ah, all right.
So, anyway, my friend, I hope you have a great day.
That's all we can possibly learn
today. Good
luck
with your picks. Good luck this weekend. And we'll see you Saturday night.
Sounds good. That's Hank Ray.
Can I dance Saturday night yet or no?
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy.
Shallow Gold Dancers.
Yep.
You better, we'll roll the windows down because it'll get kind of hot in here.
That's all right.
Up there at 70-some degrees tomorrow.
Wow. Have a great day.
You bet.